Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. Hope the start of the day is treating you right for this March 29th, 2023. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa and Seth, and we're joined right now by our good friend, Paul Trombley, in the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul. Oh, good morning, Paul. You there?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, how are you doing, Paul?
Good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good around here. It does look like we've got some interesting weather coming our way. What is it looking like on your end?
Yeah, still looking at this next system. Be around for a couple of days, starting from late tomorrow into the weekend on Saturday. So kind of a couple day event, if you will, approaching. But in the meantime, we're just going to stay sunny and cold today here. High temperatures to about 31. Northwest wind, 10 to 15 yet. 14 tonight with a clear sky. And then Thursday, sunshine early, then increasing clouds. Highs about 42. Rain-snow mix late Thursday. With a rain-snow mix Thursday night, looking to progress into just rain as the night goes on, with temperatures actually rising a bit here from the mid-30s Thursday evening into the 40s overnight. And then more rain in that forecast for Friday, even a couple thundershowers possible, 53 Friday night, rain back into some potential changeover to snow as we get into Friday night, and then light snow early Saturday, followed by high at about 40. And then still looking at some highs in the mid-50s Sunday and Monday, so more warmth building at that point. But this next system, kind of mostly a rain event, but kind of bookended by some rain-snow mix on the beginning of it late tomorrow, and then a possible changeover to snow on the back end of it on Friday night. So a little messy with some of those spots with it upcoming here with this late-week system.
These lower temperatures than we're used to this time of year, Paul?
Yeah, they certainly are. Yeah, getting down to the well in the teens is certainly a good 10 degrees or so below average here.
It does sound like it's going to warm up a little bit next week, so we can look forward to that.
Yeah, getting back into some 50s here for
us. Not bad.
That's what we want.
I appreciate you, Paul. You have a great day.
Thanks, you guys too.
Best in the business. Our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center right there. Do appreciate them joining us every morning. That's what we expected. Yep. Get through this.
It's March.
Yeah. I do like the idea of Paul, when he's in a hurry, him just like jumping for a weather forecast like that, just jumping on the air. Slush. Slush is on the way, everybody. Gotta go.
It is out.
That's it. No temperatures, no nothing. Slush. That's it. The one word forecast. That's the next thing in our demand society where we want everything right now and everything. We got some fun stuff lined up this hour. Of course, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club right around the corner. A little after Melissa's news, we'll have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Plus Printing. Looking forward to all of that. Right now, some people insist that they never lie or claim that they are terrible liars. But they have no problem checking that box confirming that they have read the terms and conditions. Like, oh, no matter what. They all say that's very true. Everybody says that.
Yep.
Have you, either of you, real quick before we dive into this, have either of you ever read that?
No.
I skim them sometimes. But no, I have not read them in full detail with full understanding.
I tried. I really did once. I tried. When I first became like an Apple user and everything, I tried like one of those early ones and stuff. Mm-hmm. The print is so small.
Yeah.
It's so tiny. It's almost impossible. I even had a magnifying glass.
It's not even written in like language you can fully understand.
No.
It's kind of like the constitutional amendments on our ballot. You can't really understand them.
Right. No, and this is all done on purpose. All these things that you're talking about, this is all, they're done very deliberately.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Written to sound innocuous and you know, very
full of
benign,
legalese, but, yep. Mm-hmm.
But they're basically there to trick you.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new list online of questions people rarely answer honestly. And here we go. How are you? Also, fine. How about you? Think about when you think about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost sad to me that's the case that we all agree, we all laughed at that, and I find it funny, and it is funny because we all do it. Because we all do it.
Yeah.
But it's also a little little sad to me because I feel like I don't think a lot of us. Even though we all answer it the same way, and we all understand this game that we all have all kind of agreed with about asking people how you are and everything, I think a lot of people do genuinely ask this, wanting to know how a person's doing. And more times than not, that's not necessarily matched.
Well, I think it really depends on the context, too. Okay, so you're sitting down with your friend for a cup of coffee, and they're like, how you doing? And then it would be like, then you're, you know, that's kind of the, you can be honest. If someone's just...
The right venue.
Yeah, right. If it's just you're meeting someone the first time, how you doing? You know, God, my life sucks. You know, you're not going to say that.
Oh, I'm so glad you asked that question. You're going to want to sit down.
Yeah.
All right, so... Yeah.
Exactly.
Or we're passing each other at work and seeing each other for the first time that day. Hi, how's it going? You know?
Yep.
Oh, let me tell you. Yeah. I see where you're going.
Yeah.
Did someone pass gas? No. No. No, it wasn't me. I don't know what you're talking about. That's another one. We lie.
How would I be brave enough to ask? I'm not going to just come out and say, hey, does someone...
Nobody asks but kids, and they don't ask. They just say it.
Say, whoa, someone... Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Little kids are very brave about this one.
Yeah.
Yes. Who tooted?
Yep. My Nana Papa's favorite one, who stepped on a duck?
That's a classic.
It's a classic.
That is a classic.
A classic. A classic.
Although if they're little enough, they say, I tooted, and then giggle.
Yes.
Which is the best.
That it is the best.
I think that's what we should all do.
Why not? Why not, right? How much alcohol did you drink each week? How much alcohol do you drink each week?
Oh, yeah. You're rarely going to get an out.
Yeah.
Unless you don't drink at all.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, nope, none. I didn't have any this week. That's very honest. Yeah.
What are your fantasies? Yeah. Yep. Yep. That one, it takes a while before you're pretty honest about that one.
That's a pretty intimate question.
Oh, yeah, it is. You know? Yeah, it is.
You know,
that's something to ask your partner.
Yeah.
Not just like, I'm not going to ask some random person because I don't want to know.
I have no interest. Yes, I could not care less. But I will say they didn't really say this was any particular grouping of questions.
Right.
It's just all over the gamut here.
It is.
Mm-hmm. How much do you weigh or how old you are? Yeah.
How old you are, one of.
I don't know. I've
always wondered, I'm curious why people are, some people tend to be really sensitive about that. And I'm not sure why.
Yeah.
I guess that's always confused me a little bit.
I don't lie about it because I think it's silly to.
Mm.
Personally, I'm not going to lie about my age or my weight. I might accidentally lie about my weight because I might not actually know because I don't step on the scale every day.
Right.
Have you ever lied about your age and got it wrong? Where you're like, I was for a good 6 months or so, and I should not admit this in public. I think I was in my early 20s, and I'm just guessing here. I don't know if it was 25 or 26, but for like a half a year, I thought I was 26 when I was 25. I don't know what was going on. It was a dark time for me. It was a very dark time for me. I went the wrong way as an actor. You're supposed to lie going younger.
Yeah, you're supposed to be young. Yes, exactly.
Yeah. James, that only matters if you're 20 and you're saying you're 21.
Mm-hmm.
True.
How many people we have slept with? That one, I don't know about anybody else. I'm not keeping track. Like, I don't got a list here or anything. I don't know.
You don't have the hash marks on the wall there?
I'm going to be honest. I've been in the game a long time, all right? I probably got some numbers on me here. Just being honest. I don't know how I would answer that one honestly myself. I don't know if most people do keep. Now, I'm sure for some, and God bless you if you can. You know, if you can keep track, that's awesome. That's cool. I think that's better than my reality.
Right. Exactly.
But
for some of us, it's not hard.
Yeah, and that's great. That's awesome. That's cool. Right on. Good on.
Right.
But even with that, I think that there's still the risk of the vulnerability of answering that,
mm-hmm.
whether it's a high number or a low number. Mm-hmm. I don't know that there's necessarily this is the safe number to say. You know, like 2.5. Like I don't know what they. Well, wait, how the 0.5 get in? I got more questions.
I'm just averaging it out here.
I gotta ask the follow up.
We're talking about like what base are we talking?
Yeah. It's hilarious to me when adults have that conversation. So like how far did you get? What base did you get when you're in your 30s?
That's weird.
Like, yeah. It's very
That's
weird.
Very
but it happens.
Weird.
It happens every once in a while. Mm-hmm. It's an old reference point for us as adults, and we'll go to.
Who's asking anyway? Hey, what are you talking about?
So to show you the gamut of questions here, we're talking about those kind of ones. The next one is, how was school? That is one that we tended to lie about or maybe not give the complete answer to, and kids don't always give you a complete answer.
No. That's one of those – it's more of – it shouldn't be a one-word answer.
Yeah.
You know, like, fine, something like that. No, we want more. Give us more. We want some details
here. It
should
be a conversation, but it's often just more like a, you know, how was your day?
Yeah. Could be used as a greeting
Because a lot of us do that even, you know – with couples. How was your day? It was fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
I think you certainly want to ask this right away because that's what we do. That's the polite society. That's what you do. You see somebody within the first couple of minutes, you ask them how your day was and stuff. I wonder, though, if it wouldn't be better to do this when a person has a chance to get in and take their shoes off. Like, give them a minute to get in the house. Get just a second in the house and everything and have a little chance to just unwind for a minute or two and then ask them how they're doing.
Yeah.
And I think it might get more of a real answer. You might get more of a...
With kids, though, you got to catch them when they come in the door because if you let them take off their... or drop off their stuff, set it down somewhere, then they're on to the next thing.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
Inevitably. But don't be afraid to ask those follow-up questions. How was school? Fine. Well, what was your favorite part of today? Mm-hmm. You know, what did you learn?
Yeah.
What class did you have fun in?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's nothing that children do that drive me crazier than the drop-off. I got in the house, I'm just dropping everything right here. It just drives me nuts.
Doesn't matter how many times you ask them.
No.
Why is your backpack here? Is this where it goes?
I was that annoying kid that did put my stuff away. My brother and sister, the exact opposite. Drove me nuts as an older brother, let alone as a dad and all that stuff with my kids and those things. But that's every little kid. Every little kid does.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Of course.
I was a weirdo. I was just a weird kid. That's all.
There's no explaining you.
No, there's not. No. Are you mad at me? Yes. I have asked that one many times and gotten lied to straight to my face.
Yeah.
No, I'm not mad at you, James. But the way you said my name there, that vein in your forehead,
the tick in your cheek. Yeah. I'm not sure you're answering me correctly there.
That does that is one of those ones too where you're better off just answering because you're going to tell them eventually anyway that you are mad at them.
Yeah,
might as well get it out of the way and do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it's also okay to say, "I am upset and I'm not ready to talk right now.
Mm-hmm.
I need some time to cool off, and we will have a civil conversation at another time."
Right.
That's when I run away. That's when. No, I'm joking. I'm just kidding. A lot of standard interview questions like, "Tell us about a time you had conflict within a work in the workforce."
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, that's some of those interview questions you get.
I just don't get it.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you see yourself in 5 years? Don't ever do that, by the way, everybody. Don't ever do that. They are not going to find it funny. The employer does not find it funny, especially if you are desperate for a job.
Don't
know what I was thinking in that moment. I blame my 20s.
What are your strengths and weaknesses?
Yeah.
Difficult questions to answer.
They are. My favorite is, what are my weaknesses? I work too hard. You know, one of those things.
Yes.
I find that humorous. But that's a good
Finally on the list, did you get my message? Did you message me? I didn't even notice,
you got
man.
Lost in the ether, man.
It's so weird because it's not like our phones pop up updates all the time and just show you a preview of a person's text or you know, message or anything. Oh, geez. No, my phone isn't like that. It's not modern. I'm actually using a dial-up that receives text messages. Okay, I did see it. I just didn't respond right away.
I just got a glimpse of like a mobile phone that does have like the old one of the old rotary dials on.
Yes.
I totally want to see one of those now.
Yeah.
That's true. They do. How do you text with that? It's a really interesting.
That was perfectly delivered.
That was
Melissa.
Good. Yes.
We are going to take a break on that and come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. Don't forget, after Melissa's news update in a little bit, we'll have our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from our friends at Quality Post Printing right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Tell them that it's my birthday. Tell them that it's my birthday.
It's time for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. What we are about to do is do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to check them out. If you haven't been there in a while or haven't been there at all, go ahead and stop by, treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's Menu. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
Diving into the list, we have one name on the list today. So we want to wish a very happy birthday to Amanda Mather.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Happy birthday.
We hope it's a great day for you, Amanda. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your day. We also want to thank whoever got us this birthday. Thank you so much for sending it to us.
Yes.
Keep them coming, everybody. We know there are more than just Amanda was born on this day.
That's right.
I have a feeling. I'm just going to take a stab in the darker guess that more than just her was born.
Yeah.
Get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com. Direct message us on Facebook, just like our page. You can DM us anytime. Mm-hmm. And you can also email any of our staff here. All of our emails are pretty much the same under the Civic Media umbrella. Mm-hmm. James.Maloff@CivicMedia.us, Melissa.K@CivicMedia.us, Seth.Habhager@, et cetera, et cetera.
My name is easier to spell than Seth.
Yes.
K-A-Y-E.
So send all of your email to Melissa.
Yeah,
please,
pretty much.
Please send all of it to... No.
We would love to hear from you.
We greatly appreciate you getting us these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, so much. And mm-hmm. a big shout out to everybody out there doing that. Mm-hmm. We take a look at our celebrity list of birthdays here. And let's see here. Lars Logan is 52, former CBS News and 60 Minutes correspondent. She's the reporter who survived the assault in 2011 protests in Egypt. Very good reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Zena is 55. Lucy Lawless is 55 years old.
Mm. Really?
Wow.
Of course, Xena and the warrior princess. Mm-hmm. She also played Cylon in Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah, she did a really good job in that.
She was really good in Spartacus. I watched, I didn't get to see the whole thing of it, but Ash vs. the Evil Dead she was in on Stars, and she was really good on that.
All right.
I'm a big fan of hers. Mm-hmm. My favorite thing she did, she was on a Treehouse of Horrors episode of The Simpsons, and... She basically shows up in the episode and everything as Lucy Lawless,
okay,
as herself. At one point, she grabs Bart and Lisa and flies away. And Lisa looks at her and she's like, wait a minute, Xena can't fly. She's like, I told you, I'm not Xena.
That's good.
It's great. It was perfectly delivered.
And she was on some episodes of The X-Files, too.
I forgot
that's
about
right,
that.
That's right, she was.
Yeah, good catch. Mm-hmm. Nice, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And did you know she can speak four languages?
No.
I had no idea that.
How about that? She's Australian, right?
Yeah.
German, French, and some Italian, and obviously English.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, I know that she's, I've seen her in a lot of interviews, very smart human being.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she's
New
got
Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh, she's a Kiwi. All right.
Yeah,
cool.
Nice. John Popper is 56. Blues traveler, lead singer, and harmonica player.
Yes.
He and the rest of the band appeared at the end of the movie Kingpin, also in Blues Brothers 2000. And John Popper certainly has had a pretty good career, I would say.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, he has indeed.
Elle McPherson is 59. Wow. Former Aussie supermodel.
Mm-hmm.
Amy Sedaris is 62. Jerry on mm-hmm. Strangers with Candy. At Home with Amy Sedaris on True TV was a big show for quite a while there. She did the voice of Cinderella in the third and fourth Shrek movies. She was also James Caan's secretary in Elf. Many people know her also from The Mandalorian.
Yeah, that's correct. Mm. I love Amy Sedaris.
So good.
She is awesome. So awesome. Yes.
So her and Stephen Colbert go way back in Second City days. Similar to Tina and Amy, Tina Fey and Amy Poehler being a tag team and such. Steve Carell and Steve Colbert were a bit of a tag team. But before that, Amy Sedaris and Steve Colbert mm-hmm. were. Amy Sedaris graduated from Second City when Steve Carell was coming over. And so Carell and Colbert kind of teamed up and they did this Steven thing that they would end up doing one day on The Daily Show, which is kind of cool to see. But Second City was kind of like the breeding ground, not just for Saturday Night mm-hmm. Live, but for like The Daily Show and things like that, Comedy Central in general. Mm-hmm. And Strangers with Candy happened mainly because of them seeing John, Stevens, mm-hmm. and being like, well, we should see what else is out there, and Amy Sedaris is there and stuff.
Yes.
And thank goodness, because she's incredibly talented.
Yes,
very funny. Perry Farrell is 64, Jane's Addiction, Porno for Pyros, and Lollapalooza creator.
Jane's Addiction! Oh.
Nice. Very memorable singer-songwriter.
What a voice. Very one-of-a-kind singing voice, yes.
I'm Conor McLeod of the Conor McLeod. Christopher Lambert is 66 today. The Highlander. There can be only one.
There can be only one.
There's been a lot of great Highlanders, a lot of great movies, but there's only one. Christopher Lambert. He was married to Diane Lane for quite some time, too, I believe.
Really? Yeah. Did not know that.
I always liked him. I watched the Mortal Kombat movies just because he was in them.
Yes.
I just wanted to see more Christopher Lambert.
Exactly.
Such a
just
big
not
fan.
In enough stuff, Chris, man.
Yeah. I loved when he showed up on the TV show.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yes.
I don't think I've seen all the Highlander movies.
Or the show or the
one.
Yeah, I have seen literally every one of the TV, the episode of the TV show and the movies. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm a sucker for all of those. I don't know why. I don't know what it was about them that got me in there. Sean Connery couldn't have phoned it in more in that movie.
In that movie, yeah.
Why you hire Sean Connery, a known Scotsman, to play a Spaniard? Like, even in the 80s, you got to think, like, wait, should we be doing this? Like,
when the show is about Scottish people. Yes. It's like, what are you doing?
You miscast one of the biggest Scottish actors of all time.
Yeah.
Let's see. Brendan Gleeson is 68. I was just talking about him the other day. Mad-Eye Mooney in the Harry Potter films. Long before that, he was Mel Gibson's right-hand guy in Braveheart.
Yes, I remember him.
Recently nominated for an Oscar for the Banshees movie.
Nice.
Great. Yeah,
I really want to see that movie.
Yeah, I heard I heard a lot of mixed reviews on that one. The biggest thing I heard from it is you're either going to love it or hate it.
One of those.
And,
yeah.
It's one of those kind of movies. It's one of those movies where you get down at the end of it and you're like, what did I just watch? Or you get down with the end of it and like, wow, what did I just watch? Mm-hmm. You know, that kind of thing.
What did the critics say?
We don't care.
I know we don't care, but if they say that it wasn't any good, then
I'm yeah,
right,
yeah,
right, yeah. That's and that's where that some of that is coming from me, Melissa, is a bit of what I've heard from critics and a bit from what I've heard from just friends of mine that have seen it. I have not gotten to see it yet. I am going to see it though. Bobby Kimball is 76, original Toto singer. He left the band in 84, but not before first singing the hits "Africa," "Rosanna," and "Hold the Line."
Rosanna.
Terry Jacks is 79, singer for the Monster Jam Seasons in the Sun. I don't think a lot of people do Sessions in the Sun is what I thought he was singing when I was a little kid.
Oh, really?
And it made about as much sense as Seasons in the Sun.
Yeah. I mean, by the way, the lyrics totally belie what this, you know, what
yes,
the music,
yes.
I should say, totally belies what the song is about. It's a very sad song, but the music is all happy and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those songs. Those are some of the more confusing songs in the world to me, are the ones with the dark lyrics but happy beat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's a twist. It's hard to say this, but as somebody who grew up on Monty Python, I will say that my favorite and my biggest influence of that group of misfits, the 80-year-old Eric Idle. Monty Python, genius. We throw that word around a bit nowadays, but don't let it get twisted. He is an actual one. Like,
right.
Eric Idle, I think, was kind of the where John Cleese was the fine-tuned talent and the overall utility guy. He could do it all and all that. You had all of them, Graham, all the guys, great writers. All of them had great bit ideas. Eric Idle was that to me, he was the factor, like Dave Foley on Kids in the Hall, or in the early Belushi in the early days of Saturday Night Live. Not so much just the it factor, but the what if factor. What can't he do? Or what if he does this? Or what if he does that? And he pulls it off. He does it. I never saw Eric Idle do anything that I wasn't like my eyes weren't right immediately drawn to him.
Mm-hmm. No, he did
on the run.
Stand out. Yep. The Ruddles. If you haven't seen The Ruddles, you gotta see The Ruddles. He's so good in that.
What did you say? Melissa, I'm having a hard time hearing you today.
I said Nuns on the Run.
Oh, yes, classic. Yes, it's a good one. Oh, good one. I'm glad you said that. That's good. I'm not saying this right, I know. You know it's bad if you say that before you've even said the word. I'm giving myself a complex with some of these sayings that are. Vangelis. Would have been 80 today.
Vangelis. Close enough.
Vangelis. Yeah.
He's Greek.
I know who he is.
Yeah.
Chariots of Fire composer. On this day in 1982, he won the Academy Award for Best Score for Chariots of Fire.
Wow. Mm. So I found that because I played Chariots of Fire not that long ago on Seth Faces the Music. So I did a little research on Vangelis himself. Mm. First of all, he was in a psychedelic rock band in the 60s. I can't remember what it's called, like the children of it's very Greek sounding, yeah, and I can't remember, or something like that. But the video for the Chariots of Fire is hilarious. It's basically him watching the movie and scoring it while he's smoking. He's watching this footage. Okay, he's scoring the movie first on the piano. And then he moves over to the drums, and it's like he's playing the timpani for the song, and then some other instruments that he's playing, and throughout the whole thing he's smoking, which is a very weird video.
That was awesome. That's awesome. I gotta look that up.
Yes,
I have
yes,
to
you
see
should.
You have to look up. You missed it the other day. The T.J. Hooker opening theme. Have to watch that. The opening credit. The opening theme of T.J. Hooker. Mm. If anything, for the role that Shatner does, he does his own stunts. Remember, so he does this role that is so awkward and uncomfortable. It's classic. It's great. You have to watch the T.J. Hooker opening theme.
Yeah. Hooker was a good cop.
He was a good cop. He was a good cop.
All right, Vangelis' band, Aphrodite's Child.
That's what it was.
Ooh, okay. Wow.
Yes.
Wow,
very name. Greek, yes.
Yeah, and a great name for it. Wow. One last person on this day, Sam Walton, born on this day in 1918, passed away in 1992, of course, founder of Walmart. Mm-hmm. His one corner store in 1962 has turned into one of the world's largest companies, a $573 billion a year empire.
Wow.
That's capitalism.
That's a lot of money.
It is, but wish it was still the way that he set it up to be.
Absolutely. I think that, I don't think many people are going to disagree with you there, Mel.
But not everything that he did was great, obviously.
Right.
Yeah. One more time, we want to wish Amanda Mather a happy birthday. Happy birthday, Amanda.
Happy birthday.
Happy
Amanda.
Birthday.
Encourage you to treat yourself. Head on over to Misty's Menu. We're going to play Melissa's News. You take a listen to that. Stick around for the Quality Plus Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. And when you get some time after we're done on the air today, go ahead and head on over to Misty's. Or bring your radio with you. They're open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. Boy, Arrested Development, nicely done.
I think I've redeemed myself now.
Yes, incredibly, yes. Welcome back, everyone. Hope you're having a good one. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. We're going to be joined by our friends from Quality Plus Printing. Phil will join us any moment now with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to that. It's always a fun time with our friends over there at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out. Sponsor of Playmakers, of course. Mentioned that. Let's touch on this one real quick, see if we can get it in. Some people need to be in a bed to fall asleep. Others are capable of nodding off anywhere. Those people drive me crazy. They're so lucky. Even on a pile of underwear. A recent survey asked people for their, quote, alternative sleep spots. And 51% claimed the couch. But it's surprising that percentage wasn't higher because the other options seem less optimal. 44% said that they'll catch some Z's on a carpet or a rug.
Ugh.
43% said an armchair works.
Mm.
36% said a table or a desk. And 30% said, quote, on top of laundry.
What? It's going to pile of laundry. Oh, this looks like a good place to take a nap. So soft.
It works for dogs.
Yeah, that's true.
And cats.
Yeah.
And
if you have piles of laundry on your bedroom floor, that's, there you go.
Why not? And 15% said outside, maybe on a hammock or a lounge chair.
Yeah.
Lounge chair.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, I'd like to be out on a lawn chair.
Not today, but
actually here, but warm.
Yeah,
I it's well documented. I can't sleep. I'm bad at it. I'm horrible at sleeping. If we were graded on sleeping, I would have never graduated high school. I'm very fortunate that is not a requirement. I am good at staying asleep in a lot of different weird areas. Woken up. I cannot tell you how many times I've woken up on the floor when I start in the bed, or my legs are on the floor but my body's in the
half
bed,
half on, half off,
or that kind of thing. In an armchair, I will wake up and like a leg will be on the armchair. Just weird. I don't know what happens to me when I sleep. I have a feeling
you're a restive sleeper.
There you go.
Active.
I think those little gnomes that run around and steal one of our socks and everything out of our laundry, I think they move me around in my sleep.
Just to mess with you.
Yeah, just messing with me. Just like, oh, that was a little early mess with them. Yeah, I don't know. Any of those are better than any other. I'm not sure.
I've got an armchair. I got a sleeping chair. Yeah, that's where I take my little naps.
Nice. That is good. That is good. Phil Hartley from Quality Post Printing joining us right now. Phil, do you have a spot that you can sleep, like you can take a quick nap or anything like that outside of your normal bedroom and all that?
You bet. I just put my head down in front of my desk here and off to go.
Right on.
Maybe you shouldn't tell everybody that, though. Oh, yeah, Phil, he's working back there. Wait, Phil? Phil?
No.
Yeah.
I guarantee you that Phil doesn't get a chance to do that very often, because I know for a fact they're busy over there. He has no chance. Phil Hartley joining us from Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out, of course. Phil, thanks for joining us. How are you doing today?
Oh, doing fine. How about you guys today?
Doing good over here.
All right.
Yeah.
Sun shining over there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, actually, we're enjoying that part. Yeah, so far, we're going to take this as long as we can, everybody. Like,
that's right.
The sunshine.
Right. Who knows what tomorrow brings, eh?
Phil joins us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. What do you have for us today, Phil?
So this is a pretty epic word, I think. It's apotheosis.
Ooh,
apotheosis.
Apotheosis.
A-P-O-T-H-E-O-S-I-S. And it means to be at the highest point in development of something, the culmination, the pinnacle.
Ooh. So
like the morning show is the apotheosis of radio.
Yeah. Nicely done.
That's right.
Nicely done.
But you have to watch for yourself there, and I always have to think, like they get to the apotheosis, and like maybe the Brewers or the Rafters will be the apotheosis of their baseball leagues this year.
But, yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
But you always got to look to be improving, right?
I'm
a work in progress, but I'm darn sure I'm darn sure working on progressing, So, yeah, that's part of having apotheosis. Don't sit on your laurels.
Yes.
There you go.
Trying to achieve
work
apotheosis.
To be the best, but make sure you keep working, right?
Yep.
It was one of the first things that made me love acting, was that it's an art that you can't perfect. The live theater, every one of us, all four of us love theater, all four of us act and will act again, and every one of us want a perfect show, and will never probably happen. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing. You try and you work for it, and I think that's cool. I like that, actually, that part of it. I like the idea of striving for something that may not be achievable, but going for it. I remember hearing hitters when I was in school say, I want to bet 1,000. Like, that's it. Mm-hmm. I don't mind that. Hey, go for it. Go ahead and try. You're not going to do it, maybe, but, go no. for it. Try.
Right.
I like that. That's a great word, Phil. How'd you come across that one?
Yeah. I think I heard it on a TV show this last week. I wrote it down. I wrote it down in a notepad and then just kept it with me. But, it's a good word. And like you said, the key is to keep working at it, like you're saying. There is no perfect show, but that's the charm of it, right, James?
I mean, yes.
That's why people go to live theater. I mean, that's part of, you don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And that's part of the charm.
No two shows are alike and everything. Mm-hmm. It's interesting, Phil. I was talking to a student of mine about this segment, and she was asking me about, where you come up with your words and some of these things, and it got me thinking about, other conversations I've had with adults as far as people out of school and where you hear new music. And we don't hear music where we used to, It used to be in school where you heard it on the radio or this or that or whatever, and now it's like you hear a song in a commercial that you like, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, that doesn't sound bad, or, that kind of thing. There's so few opportunities to hear new music. It's similar with our language, with our lexicon, where we tend to be in a bubble a lot of the time when it comes to our languages and the words that we use. And she thought that this was such an awesome idea for not only for a segment, but the chance to kind of like broaden our lexicon, have more words in our dialogue and everything. And there's a lot of cool words out there. Phil tells us one every week.
That's right.
Add them to your vocabulary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, go around saying apotheosis and see what happens.
Yeah. Please tell us how that goes. Yeah. Please tell us how that goes.
Jocularity.
Phil, how are things going over at the how are things going at the shop?
Oh, doing well. I have to tell you, though, if any of you guys want to come over, Tracy's off this week. I think it's her first week off in, like, I don't know, years, right? Takes little spurts, but we don't let her get away because she's so good at what she does, and so it's hard for her to get away. But she's off on the Gulf Shores down in Alabama right now.
Nice.
With Tony Biolo there hanging out. And she's having a great time. And luckily enough, she's got some local relatives here living in her house and keeping track of their dogs. But so it makes McKenna and I run around. And try to cover because Tracy does so well at what she does. But we're having a good week because people have been really good. We might be a little slower than normal, but we're getting there.
Fantastic.
No, it's been good. Yeah, thanks, James.
I'll be sending you a commercial to look over a little bit later, Phil, because we're going to be getting some new ads for Quality Plus Printing real soon here. Looking forward to that.
It's awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Me too. Thank you. Yeah, thanks a lot for helping me with those.
Hey, we appreciate you, Phil. Appreciate you sponsoring Playmakers and joining us. I would say that there is nobody who does printing. They're the apotheosis of printing in Central Wisconsin, our friends at Quality Plus Printing.
Right.
Thanks for joining us, Phil.
Yeah, thanks a lot, you guys. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Have a great one. Say hi to everybody over there for us, okay?
Will do. You bet.
Bye-bye. We appreciate our friends over at Quality Post Printing joining us every Wednesday with our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday. Looking forward to next Wednesday already. Mm-hmm. That is going to be fun. That's a good one. We get some good ones there. That was a good one. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back. We'll have some more fun. Morning Show, WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back to the Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got Seth, Melissa, James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there, everybody.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
I did want to mention real quick too, a big shout out and thank you again to Phil and our friends over at Quality Plus Printing. Visit them anytime. They're usually open till about 4 most work weeks. 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. 3515 A Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. You can give them a call 423-7440, 423-7440. Visit them at their website qpprinting.com and be sure to follow them on social media. It's a great follow. Buy local, support local, help out our friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure to join us next Wednesday for our Wicked Awesome Word of Wednesday from Phil. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yes, indeedy.
Right now, Willy Mammoths. If you want to try the real caveman diet, you can't get much more authentic than this. A company in Australia that makes lab-grown meat just unveiled the first woolly mammoth meatball. They took mammoth DNA and used elephant DNA to fill in any gaps. They cultured the meat in a lab until they had enough for one mammoth-sized meatball. It's about as big as a cantaloupe.
Oh my gosh!
I'm showing
cantaloupe. Oh my goodness!
Showing a picture of it to Seth.
That's frightening.
That's
cool.
I don't know.
That their goal is for lab-grown meat to go mainstream so we don't have to get protein from living animals. So it's mostly a publicity kind of thing that they're doing.
Right,
here.
Right.
They're not planning to sell woolly mammoth meat, although they have cornered the market on it.
Already.
How does it taste? Sadly, no one knows because no one's tried it.
Huh?
So just like the actual woolly mammoths, we still don't know how they would taste.
How they would taste. Oh, wow.
Why didn't they try it?
I don't know.
I'm looking at it, and I'll tell you, I wouldn't try it. I'm not trying that thing.
They don't have the right gravy for it yet. That's the problem.
I'm as Italian as they come, and unless you throw a ton of marinara on that paper, even then I'm not looking at it.
Okay, I applaud what they're doing. I really do. But the phrase lab-grown meat just sounds off to me. It just doesn't sound right.
They've been actually working on this for a while. I just saw an article about it. They are trying to, they've got their second FDA approval for this, and they're moving forward with it because it will allow them to make basically grow meat. Yes, grow it in a lab, not attached to an animal.
Right.
But it's much less of an impact on the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not going to kill animals.
Mm-hmm.
They would use the cells obtained from livestock, poultry, seafood, other animals in the production of food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, it's
yeah.
not currently for sale in the U.S. market. But they have, like I said, they're moving forward with it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that you're ever going to see lab meats replace real meat. But if we have a chance to, you know, help our planet while helping the animal kingdom a little bit,
mm-hmm.
I'm willing to try that kind of stuff. I'm changing my mind in the middle of this conversation.
Oh, wow.
Actually.
How about
that? Because I went into this like, I am never going anywhere near anything like this. But if this is what it takes to keep our planet, if this is what it takes to keep, you know, one animal species around, let alone any others and everything like that, I not only do I think it's the least I can do as a human being, I kind of owe it to the planet. I kind of owe it to the kingdom. I'm talking for myself. I'm not going to mm-hmm. talk for anybody else.
Right.
I do think we as a species do, but I'm not going to speak for anybody else. But me personally, no, I feel I kind of want this place to be around for my great, 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 great grandkids.
Wow. That's a lot of greats.
That's a lot of greats.
Well, we yeah. us yeah. Maloffs, you know, we're potent.
They're all named James. They're all named James, too.
Yeah, George Foreman. Yeah,
exactly.
But it's going to, you know, like, think not every cow can escape from the slaughterhouse and go live with, what's his name?
Jon Stewart and his wife.
There
Stewart,
you go. Yeah. So, you know, we need an alternative for this. And the what was it I just saw, that beef cattle is the largest producer of methane
mm-hmm.
yeah.
on yep.
the planet.
That's correct.
But then those animals would have a nice life.
And I do think one of the things that's necessary with this conversation, nobody is talking, well, you know, the pushback, well, what's going to happen to all the cows? Well, as the cows do live their lives and fade away, we would still have cows. We just wouldn't have as many.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know, we wouldn't be pumping them full of chemicals and
yes,
hormones and
exactly.
trying to get them to grow bigger and faster and, you know, produce more meat and more milk and suck them dry while they're living. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
we know what happens to these animals in these CAFO farms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They should do it like they do in Japan. Okay, so there's a kind of beef that comes from Japan called Kobe beef.
Yeah.
It's like considered like the best beef on the planet. The way they treat their cows is absolutely amazing. They get massages. They feed them beer. I've seen them. They get a bottle of beer and the animal chugs down a bottle of beer. And I mean, these are the best treated animals on the planet,
mm-hmm.
which is why the meat is so good.
A little similar in India, but they don't use the meat.
No, they don't.
They,
no.
They're not, they don't use the meat. They don't,
so they I don't know, slaughter
as
them,
as
no.
far as treating animals really good. Like,
yeah,
that's just why it popped in my head. But yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
It's a protein we haven't eaten for thousands of years, so they're worried about how our immune system might react and haven't let anyone taste it yet.
That's
oh, okay,
why.
That makes okay. sense.
They say if they do it again, they'll make a version people could try, but their current meatball won't be eaten. It's going on display at a science museum in Amsterdam later this week.
There you go.
They also say it's now possible to do this with other extinct animals and that they could even try it with dinosaur meat.
Wow.
Dino steaks.
That's crazy.
They specifically said Tyrannosaurus Rex meat is probably doable.
Wow.
Oh.
How about that? When we get to the point where we get the giant rack of Flintstones ribs,
yes.
that tips
yes.
the car
yeah,
over,
yeah.
then I'm we'll, that will be there, right?
We've come,
yeah.
we've come full circle.
Yeah.
then you'll do it.
Fred Flintstone's dream finally came true. Yep.
Think of all the restaurants we can start.
Oh yeah, yeah.
The marketing alone.
T-Rex Mex restaurant.
T-Rex Mex,
a combination of dinosaur meat, Mexican food. Oh yeah,
perfect, man.
Let me go ahead and copyright
start writing that down. Yeah,
copyright that.
Yeah, there's so many other parts of the animal you can use then in Mexican food.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Rex tongue.
Oh yep. I love the idea, too, of the bringing back some of these extinct animals. Not so much to eat them, but I just think it'd be cool to have dodos around.
Well, you know, dodos, yes. T-Rexes, no.
Probably not.
Mammoths, no.
Well, I saw a movie about this, Melissa, and they
oh,
so
yeah,
they had
ended
this park.
So well,
yeah, they had this park. Yeah, I never saw how it ended. I never watched the ending of it, but it looked really fun.
na na
na na. I didn't realize I could recognize the Jurassic Park theme song.
Yes, it's exactly.
It's that recognizable.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. Oh, that's pretty interesting. I don't know. I don't know what's going to come of any of this or anything, but we could. There's a lot of different angles, a lot of directions you can take this. I can't help but be just blown away by science and by how far we've come with so many things. It seems very cool.
It seems very sci-fi.
It does. Yeah.
We read about this stuff and we see it in movies, and they're actually doing it.
You know, for everything that we were lied to. We weren't really lied to, but we still don't have our hoverboards. We're still looking
cars,
for, you know, flying cars and all that. There are so many other things where, like, there were no sci-fi movies about this, but we're doing it.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. That kind of thing.
Actually, I read a book when I was a kid where they had chickens that would grow extra breasts. Just for harvesting, and they never killed the chickens. They would just grow, and then there was another factory that would just grow the breasts themselves. No chicken.
Wow.
It's interesting. I think of video games when it comes to this a lot. They had no idea video games were coming.
Oh, of course
they
not.
They had no clue. It was one of the first, if not the biggest one, they really hit society where nobody saw that coming. Now, it was a whole different way to entertain yourself, whole different way to entertain people and all that. And, that's the kind of like things that, like, the Jetsons didn't have stuff like that. The Jetsons had flying cars, and they, you know, even the Flintstones had them eating dinosaur meat and those kind of things.
Right.
You know, but there's those things that happen that we deal with, like, every day in our lives that are still, like, fascinating to me, that still blow me away, even though that we've had them, like, it's been an invention that's been around my whole life or something, and I still look at it sometimes, like, my God, we perfected it on the first try right there with that one.
Yeah,
right? It's pretty cool to see where we go, where science and engineering and so much of this stuff takes us.
Yes, but we have to be careful, because as the Jetsons have shown us, it's still very dangerous.
Yep.
Jade, stop this crazy thing!
Yeah. They tried to warn us.
They tried to warn us.
Yeah, I just saw a headline that they are trying to put a stop on AI development. They're saying it's getting out of control. We need to put a 6-month hold on this and really to assess it.
Scary. I don't know if you heard Seth. You said it's not going to happen. I agree with you. I don't think it's going to happen, Seth. But I also don't disagree with that idea. If anything, we may need a chance to, like, just catch our breath with a technology.
Put the brakes on.
Yeah. We'll take a break. We will come back and have a lot more fun. We'll wrap up our show here in the next hour. Good stuff coming up for you right here on the morning show at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio.